Hi, I'm Joel Gould and welcome to the official NRL.com podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're coming to you from the QRL studios in Brisbane, where I'm once again joined by our resident expert, Steve Renoff. How are you going, Steve?
Yeah, good job.
Well, what a week in rugby league. Cameron Smith retiring from representative football.
Mate,
immediately.
Amazing.
Were you shocked?
Yeah, I was. I mean, we're 3 weeks out, aren't we, from the first game?
Three weeks.
You know, so you look at that and you go, oh, geez, you know, it's all of a sudden. He's pulled the pin and, you know, it'd be interesting to see the reason why. I mean, he said family comes first, but, you know, it is a shame that, you know, it's just come to an abrupt halt, I think. And it's a shame for Queensland, to be honest, because, you know, obviously being the captain and, you know, the leader of that team, they'll probably, you know, it's not an understatement to say they'll struggle.
Well, I saw Kevin Walters in one of the studios on his own looking out at the ground on Saturday night before the Titans Storm game, and he seemed to me, I had just had a quick chat to him, and he seemed to have the weight of the world on his shoulders, and I'm certain that he knew on Saturday night that what he had the news by then.
Yeah.
You can just tell with Kevin when you look at him.
Yes.
He wears his heart on his sleeve, or you know him well.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, he'd be disappointed. You know, I think with it just shows how important, so we'll go back to Smith again, that how important he is to that group of players and, you know, the Origin arena. So for that Queensland team to lose their captain, you know, and we've seen the way he played his last game the last Origin game was amazing. You know, he just led the team around and led from the front. So it's going to be a massive hole to fill.
Well, 42 Origins, 56 Tests, two premierships. You know, he's played in quite a few grand finals as well. Obviously had two taken off him. Where's he stand in the pantheon? We're talking about immortals at the moment.
Yeah.
There's a couple more, I think two, one or two to be announced this year. Would he be up in that echelon of players for the future?
For the future, definitely. Without a doubt, I think we've had this conversation. He'd be the number one pick out of this current era of players, Cameron Smith. So you just got to look at what he's done in the game, but what he's done outside of the game as well. You know, the way he's carried himself and, you know, skipper. For Queensland and for his country, and I think the respect that he's grown around him with people around him is second to none.
Can you ever remember him having a bad game?
No, it's funny, you know, you don't, because that's, you know, he's in the middle, he's always in amongst it. You know what I mean? He's not the biggest. Like, we always talk about it, you know, he didn't hit the gym too much by the looks, but tough as nails.
He is. Well, I know Bob Dylan's got a song, John Wesley Harding, about this character, and he says he's never known to make a foolish move.
Yeah.
I've never seen Cameron Smith. I can't remember one foolish move that he's made on the footy field.
Mm, apart from that chicken leg.
Well, some of his tackles.
Chicken leg.
Chicken leg. What are they called? A wishbone tackle.
It's a wishbone, sorry. Yeah.
A wishbone.
Chicken wings.
Yeah. Out. Well, he said that was an accident, that tackle on Proctor.
Of course it was.
And I do believe him, having a look at it again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he just doesn't. I think we spoke about this once before. One of my favourite lines about Cameron Smith was from Matt Geyer, a good mate of his and former Storm teammate. And he said that if you could GPS plot every move that Cameron Smith made and look back at it in hindsight, it would be the right one. Because he just seems to know. He's a footballer.
He knows
his way around the field.
He does, and he looks, you know, he's an old school look up. You know, he looks at what's in front of him, and that's why he's been so successful at, you know, number nine as hooker, because that's what they're supposed to do. And him being captain, well, he calls the shots. So, you know, as I said, it's been a while since there's been a player like him that can direct a team. As I said, that I think it was his last Origin. It was just perfect, Cameron Smith.
Well, he's been front and centre of all those Origin wins for Queensland. Only one loss since 2006 in a series, and he has been front and centre of that as hooker, and in the latter years as the captain, taking over from Lockie. It was seamless, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
A transition that just, you know, you lose Lockie and you think, oh dear, but Smith was there and you didn't even notice.
So. Well, he kept, you know, that juggernaut going, you know, eight in a row, whatever it was. So, and even after that, so, you know, you got to give credit to him.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with you, Steve. I think of the all the current players, and there's been so many great players in this era, especially Queensland players, and JT's right up there, Thurston. Smith's ahead of him, I think, from what he's done. And it's hard to say why. You just know sometimes when someone's in that echelon.
Yeah.
And if you look at the fact that he's captained all these teams as well, and I think he's irreplaceable, really.
Yeah.
The Queensland's going to lose their two halves, which is bad enough.
Yeah.
But to lose Smith, it's...
That's spine apart from, Slater. It's massive. This year is going to be really telling for the Queensland team.
Yeah. Just before we go on to what happened in Clubland on the weekend, who do you think should replace Cameron Smith? There's a few guys that have been mentioned. Andrew McCulloch, Jake Friend, Jake Granville.
It's going to be... I would like to see McCulloch get a shot. So he's my pick, Andrew McCulloch.
He's tough as nails, isn't he?
He is tough as nails.
And his game management has really improved over the years.
Yeah,
hasn't it? Why would you go with him?
Oh, I just think through that reason, he's we know he's not going to let many. He's tough in that middle. So so are the other guys. But I just love his defence, which is very important, obviously, in these Origin games. And he's good at directing the team as well. He's not a dummy. He's a smart footy player as well. And I think, he'll be a good fit. They've always talked about him. If Smith wasn't there, McCulloch probably would get a run. So I'd like to think. And, Kevy's had a bit to do with McCulloch, obviously, at the Broncos. So that could help.
Yep. I get the sense he's the favourite.
Yeah.
There's a lot of left field options being discussed. The idea of playing Ben Hunt at hooker and bringing Michael Morgan in as the half.
I think you need a specialist.
I think so.
Yeah,
I wouldn't like to see that happen.
No, I don't think, not
in Origin. I mean, no. Ben Hunt's never played hooker in that arena for any length of time. He had a few. What did he have? A few minutes off the bench in game three last year.
Yeah,
as a 14. But look, he's playing so well as a halfback.
Surely, you wouldn't muck around with that. You'd leave him at seven.
Yeah, I agree.
And get a specialist hooker in there.
Okay, let's look at Clubland. The Brisbane Broncos given a touch up really. By Manly last week. The Trbojevic brothers were on fire. Gosh. Not just them, but Jake Trbojevic. How good is he?
I know. He's a walk-up star for the New South Wales Origin. And the way he's playing, he's such a good footy player. That's the thing about him. He's just a really good footy player. And he can do anything. And, in offload, he's got a great offload, but he's quite mobile. And both those boys, Tom and Jake, they're just really good footy players, and you can see that. And that came, unfortunately, for the Broncos. We got to see that the other night.
Well, Steve, Wayne, what looks like it's a one-off, did what you've been suggesting for 2 years and played Jimmy Roberts on the left and Jack Bird on the right.
But there just wasn't anything happening, mate, When you look, and we'll be honest here that we got broken up in the middle. Unfortunately, we just don't in that middle with our forwards. It's just didn't happen the other night. We just got opened up, and that makes it really hard for our halves to even get decent ball to our outside backs. I mean, there wasn't too much going on in that space, unfortunately.
No, well, Jack Bird's got a sternum problem. We've seen him really struggle. Wayne did make a point that he's never seen anyone come to the Broncos and have a great first year. Always is a teething process. Coming to Brisbane's tough. He said there's never more pressure on a player than when they come to the Broncos. But he does have a sternum problem. He's been left out for this week. So he'll be... And Jimmy looks like, from training, we'll know more on Thursday, but it looked from training like he's back on the right side again.
Yeah. Well, that's probably
because
right.
Because Tom Opacic coming on the left.
Yeah. And obviously that's where they prefer to play. So and that's all good. But I'll tell you what, they really got to fix up their middle. And when we touched on it, we do have a lot of young forwards running around at the moment. That's another thing. So to rely on them week in, week out when they're not, they haven't been full-time first graders, it's hard in the middle. So it's something these guys, they're still learning their trade, but they're running out every week, because we've lost, a couple of experienced players in the middle. So a team will struggle with that. And the Broncos, we're seeing that at the moment.
Okay, we'll look at the Titans. They got beaten by the Storm. They gave a pretty good account of themselves. They got busted, didn't they? They just lost player after player to injury. I guess all the talk is about Bryce Cartwright. He's been dropped from the team. He could come back into it if Kevin Proctor is ruled out. Did you think he just gave it up on Munster? There's a lot of talk about him and Cameron Munster letting him go over the try line without touching him. It just seemed like a brain fade.
Well, I don't know what it was.
And really,
I think that happens. I mean, you know, there's times when on a field, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we've done it over the years. You sort of go on, and it's a bit of a, you have a, just a that blank moment, and you go, what the hell just happened, you know what I mean? And someone just strides past you untouched, and it's like, oh, that's not going to look good. So you know in your own mind. I'm pretty sure I've done it over the years. That wasn't meant, obviously. It does happen, though. That does happen. You know, you got to remember, these guys are human. Yep, you're going to have a little bit of a, you know, I've seen plenty of players over the years have a bit of a brain, you know, block, and silly things happen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Titans, unfortunately for the Queensland teams, none of them won on the weekend, and none of them are in the eight. So it's looking pretty dire.
Yeah.
What did you make of the North Queensland Cowboys performance? They failed against the West Tigers. They really did look poor, didn't they? They were in the game for most of it on the scoreboard, but your eyes told you something different.
Oh, we keep talking about it, we just don't know what it is. It's just that spark, you know. That, as you say, go back not even 12 months. I mean, this team, you know, as you say, they were in it, but they probably obviously would have went ahead with it if
12 months ago.
12 months ago. Now it's just like, when they have to put the foot on the pedal, it's just not there. It's just like they're revving the engine and there's no fuel in there. You know what I mean? It's just I don't know what happens there with them. They're in all sorts. They'll struggle to make the eight, I think. And I think out of the three Queensland teams, I mean, Brisbane are probably the most likely out of those three. Just on their form as well. I mean, they're just outside the eight, but they're probably the one team out of the three Queenslanders that'll possibly scrape in number eight.
We have spoken about it before, but nothing changes with the Cowboys. They do look slow, don't they? It's almost as though the opposition is reading everything they're doing.
Well, I don't know whether Paul Green doesn't have depth there or whatever.
Well, he hasn't swung the axe again.
Well, that's another thing. So he made a comment in the media. I saw an interview with him. He said, I will keep persisting, and he's just waiting for this current team to click in. Well, I don't know how much patience do you have if, you know, you've got a coach who's not going to make those big decisions. The axe has got to fall somewhere. But maybe that says they don't have the players to come in where needed to fill in for the guys that probably, you know, who do you axe? I mean, that's up to them. But I don't think they got the depth to fill if they start wheeling the axe.
It's fairly clear, isn't it, that Paul Green doesn't have a hell of a lot of faith in the players underneath. We saw Craig Bellamy take action straight away. He gave Brodie Croft a go, and he wasn't happy, and he said, okay, back you go to the Intrust Supercar.
And look where they're at the moment.
Yeah.
You know,
but Greeny doesn't seem to want to make those calls, does he?
Well, I think he needs to. I mean, how long do you keep persisting and you're losing these games? And I don't know what he says to them week to week, but it hasn't fixed. Nothing's fixed with this team. They need a massive attitude adjustment, and maybe that's dropping a couple of them.
Yeah, well, they're getting into territory now where you're talking about mathematical equations. I can't see them making the eight. They've got a tough game coming up too against South Sydney. Yeah. We'll come to that. We'll go through the games. The Penrith Panthers up against the West Tigers on Thursday night at Penrith. The Penrith Panthers beat Newcastle last week, but look who's back. Nathan Cleary.
Yeah, well, hey.
It doesn't get any better for the Panthers,
well,
does
exactly.
It?
And, you know, they're winning these games and they've been winning them without him. And as we said, we talked about them every week. You can't see him losing this if you got Nathan Cleary coming back. So, you know, what a good timing also for New South Wales. You know, 3 weeks out, he's back. And, you know, the word is he's only got to have a few sound games and he's he's going to be there. So
in Origin,
yeah,
mm.
So
yeah.
He's just that good a player. So Panthers for me, I mean, the way their year's gone already, they have had injuries, but geez, they've been playing some good footy.
Well, that's right. I mean, they've got another one. I mean, Hooker, Peter Wallace is out, and Sione Katoa is in as the hooker. But he almost doesn't matter with Penrith, does it?
No.
This is a revolving door of players.
We've seen that.
just keep winning.
That's probably opposite to what we're talking about with other clubs. I mean, they've got some depth there because the players they keep pulling in, they're doing the job.
And they're losing some really good players,
yeah,
too. I mean,
exactly.
Wallace is tough as nails.
Yeah.
Great leader.
Yeah.
And yet we can sit here and say, well, even though the West Tigers were good, they were good against the Cowboys last week, yeah, Penrith to win, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Parramatta Eels on Friday night are hosting the New Zealand Warriors, both of them coming off a loss. The Eels beaten by the Canterbury Bulldogs and New Zealand smashed by the Roosters last week. They were given a real footballing lesson, weren't they? So it's going to be interesting to see here. Isaac Luke's been named in the Warriors team to return at hooker. So that's a big advantage,
yeah,
I would have thought, for the Warriors. It's in Parramatta, though. It's at ANZ Stadium. Who's going to win this one?
Well, I think Warriors. They got Isaac Luke back. You've got to give them credit. I mean, I know they got rolled big time by the Roosters. The Roosters, you know, finally that seemed to be their one of their best games of the year, to go over there and win like they did. But Isaac Luke's back. He's going to make a difference, I think, in that middle. They have missed him, so Warriors to bounce back.
Okay. Well, the next game is, of course, at Suncorp Stadium, where the Broncos are hosting the Roosters. The Broncos have got more injury concerns, obviously, with Alex Glenn out injured and Payne Haas also, and Jack Bird's been sat out. Bit of a rearrangement here. Sam Tagatese comes onto the bench with Patrick Mago. They're the two forwards on the bench. The big raps on Mago, South brought through the South Logan system. And the Roosters, well, how good was Jared Warriga Hargraves last week? And Dylan Napa, this is one positive for Queensland. Dylan Napa's form. Just tell us, you love this guy, don't you?
Oh, I do, mate. I just love his touch. He's really come to the fore at the moment, right before Origin. And some of the hits last week were amazing. You know, there's some big forwards running around there for the Warriors. And, mate, he just made them look like little men. He was vicious, you know, but in a good way. I just love his style of footy. You know, he's take no prisoners. He, you know, not too much respect for his own welfare, but he just goes in and, there were some beauties last week.
Yeah, well, he's a real presence out there, isn't it, with his red hair and, you know, just, I don't know, he's a unique-looking style of football, the way he plays.
Oh, he's
a throwback, isn't he, to another era almost.
Yeah, and he's not intimidated by anyone, you know what I mean? He doesn't really care who he's playing. And I love that about him, and that's what's going to be so good. You know, I did mention that, you know, in other weeks that I think New South Wales have the woodiness in the forwards, but if you got guys like him playing like they are, that's going to bring us back up to speed come Origin time.
Okay, who's going to win? Joe Ofengawe, by the way, is starting at lock. Alex Glenn's out, so Wayne's rearranged his back row. He's got Tevita, Pangai Jr. and Jaden Sua, with Joe Ofengawe starting as a middle forward.
I'll go out there, mate, and unfortunately, I'm going to go against my beloved Broncos. I think the Roosters, the way they played last week, didn't worry them travelling over there. They're up here. I think the Roosters might get us on this one.
Okay.
To be really honest.
Yeah, well, I'll be tipping definitely the Roosters there. I can't see the Broncos winning. And the Warriors, I think, will be too strong for the Eels in the earlier game on Friday as well.
Yeah, I'm the same there with the Warriors.
Yeah. The Gold Coast Titans, they've had a lot of injuries just lately, but they weren't too far off against the Melbourne Storm. I really love the look of their new 5'8", AJ Brimson.
Yeah.
What did you make of him?
Yeah, I think he's doing what's asked of him, you know what I mean? He hasn't...
It was one game he's had, that's it. Yeah.
So he didn't, you know, set the world on fire, but as I said, we talked about this when Bellamy brought Croft in and he's...
Riley Jacks.
Well, you just do what you asked. When you come in as a young bloke into those positions, you just start off, you know, subtly. We don't want you going out there. We'd love you to win a game, but, you know, we don't want you thinking that. So I think the same with this lad. He's gone out there with a pretty, level head, and he'll only get better the more he plays.
Well, they're hosting the Newcastle Knights, and every time we talk about the Knights, we talk about Callum Ponga. Even in losing teams, everyone's talking about him. He's just a superstar, isn't he? Who's going to win this one? It's at Cbus Super Stadium.
I've tipped Newcastle. I think Newcastle will get the Titans, unfortunately. I just think Newcastle, where they are at the moment. I've talked about Newcastle. I love the way they're playing at the moment. Ponga makes a real difference, obviously. The more he gets the ball in his hand, the better it is for them. And they're still pretty solid, Newcastle.
Mm. Well, I'm tipping the Titans. I think Nathan Peet's coming back into the team. That's going to make a difference. We spoke about Bryce Cartwright. He was pushed out of the 17, but could come back into it. So he might get another chance. I know that Garth Brennan is concerned about him.
Yeah.
And he's really copped it in the media. Bryce, he's been...
Mate,
he's been bashed from pillar to post. And, look, he's paid money to play. But
There's boys that just... There's little rumours running around the place too, around even a player at the Broncos who... They're not enjoying their time here. I think Bryce might be the same. They miss home. So that does happen with players. You know, they come with all, good intent. But, as he said, he struggled a bit. Media's been into him a bit. And, what do they naturally want to do? Go back home. And there's a couple of players that are up here at the moment who I've heard are...
At the Titans or at the Broncos?
Both, that are a bit homesick.
Yeah, well, Bryce in particular, he even said to me when I did a piece with him that he's very close to his family, and that's understandable.
Yeah, it is understandable.
When you've grown up, I think he lived at home for most of his life.
Yeah.
I think he moved out only for a short time when he was living down there in Sydney, so we'll just see how he goes.
Yeah.
He's a talent, just not realising it at the moment. Let's hope he doesn't go down the same path as Dave Taylor and not
well, that's right.
Not fulfil what he could achieve.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Dave Taylor did reach great heights, but not for as long.
Not as long as he thought he did.
He should have.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, well, the Cowboys, we say this every week, it's do or die for them when it comes to finals footy. If they lose this game against South Sydney on Saturday night, they cannot make the eight. That's my feeling on it. They've got some tough games coming up. They have to show us that they are serious contenders to play in the eight, and no better test than a rampant South Sydney after what they did to the Dragons. They absolutely smashed them up the middle and defended like demons, didn't they, South Sydney?
They did. Mm. Look, for me, I'm not going to back any Queensland team this week, to be honest, and hopefully that's have a reverse thing on it. But for me, the Rabbits, the way they won last week, as you say, the Burgess boys, I just think in that middle, they're a tough team. They got obviously got some really good backs as well. So for me, I think the Rabbits over the Cowboys. I just can't see where the Cowboys are going to find this next level, which they need to be at.
Sam Burgess, we know what a great footballer he is, but Thomas and George Burgess have been powerhouses. What have you liked about them this year? They seem to have got a new lease of life with the new coach.
Yeah, and that's right. And that's the thing. I think they were probably overshadowed in the past by their big brother. I've always liked George. I've always thought he was the pick out of the boys for me. He's just a massive unit. I know they're all massive units, but George Burgess, I've always had a bit of a rap on. He was in, obviously, at South, obviously, with Sam as well. But, to me, they're just, they're just powerhouses, and they're some big boys. They're tough. And I'm really impressed with the three of them, but obviously I'm a bit of a fan of George's.
Mm. Damien Cook, do you like him as a hooker? Do you think he'll be the New South Wales hooker, or will Cameron McInnes get the gig?
Yeah, well...
It's a tough battle, isn't it?
Well, Nathan Peet is back. Wasn't he incumbent?
Are you serious?
No.
That's not fair to Nathan Peet, probably, but I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that it's out of those two.
It's out of those two, and they've been talked up. And I think who do you say?
Well, there's Cook here, the Rabbitohs, and then obviously Cameron McInnes for St George.
Well,
I think it's out of those. They're even talking about two, aren't they? Playing one off the bench.
I heard that, and there is a reality, real reality, that they're going to be playing too. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's
radical.
It is radical. I've never seen that work in the past, to be honest. I've seen it happen in rep teams, you know. It's just an idea.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
in
New
South Wales. Didn't Craig Wing used to play like that?
Yeah, but Craig Wing can play any, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I don't get it. It's like having two halfbacks, you know what I mean? But you got to, those guys on the bench, they're going to be 14. They got to be able to fit in everywhere.
Mm.
So to me, that doesn't make sense. But anyway.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But he's going well anyway, Cook. Good player.
Yeah.
I'm tipping the Rabbitohs. I think the Cowboys' season is going to splutter to a very unfortunate conclusion for Jonathan Thurston.
Yeah.
And for the team, but especially for him. Wouldn't it be a shame to see him go out at Cbus Stadium against the Titans in the final round?
Well, that's right.
Not the sort of place you want to finish a career like that.
No, exactly.
It's a shame he's not playing at home.
Yeah.
Maybe the Titans could take the game to Townsville. They don't want to play at that stadium. Well, it's costing them money.
They'll all be flying down from up north, down to sea with the biggest crowd they've had.
Melbourne Storm hosting the Manly Seagulls. Always a great game, this. It's got a real history, these two clubs, going back to grand final times.
There.
It's a bit like you guys, the Broncos and the Dragons.
Yeah.
So... You know, it's going to be a tough one. Obviously, Cameron's out for the so-called wishbone, but he's got a week, which he's taken. Billy Slater's captaining the team.
Yeah.
Against a hot Manly. Who's going to win this one?
Oh, it's going to be tough. If Manly can repeat what they did last week, I'll back Manly. I really love the way they play. Because, you know, Melbourne are without Smith, so as you said, we talk about at any level, that's a massive hole.
It is a massive hole, but they had actually with Smith, they got Brandon Smith.
Oh, there you go.
They replaced one Smith with another. I like him.
Yeah. No,
he's not Cameron Smith.
No. So for me, if Manly come out and play close to where they played last week, as I said, the Trevoyages were great, and they want to keep that form running into, you know, they all know Origins around the corner, and Cherry Evans, he had a good game last week.
He did.
He's always throwing things out there too. And I don't think that'll push him into Origin, but he'll be on a high after that and want to do the same this week.
He's a forgotten man of State of Origin for the Maroons, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. It's unfortunate, but it's just the way it is. It's unfortunate for him.
Mm. I don't think he should be forgotten because he does offer a lot. When we talk about creativity and what comes on the back of what he does, we saw in that game against the Broncos, he can really create a lot of things for you know, he's not a selfish player. He shows quite clearly in a game like that what he has to offer. I reckon if there's an injury to one of the favoured Queensland halves, I reckon he has to be in the equation.
Well, he's
definitely
in the equation.
Team.
I mean, and he's playing good footy, so you know you need someone in form.
All I'm tipping Melbourne to win there. I just think that they don't lose many games down
no,
there.
No, they don't. They don't.
And I don't think Craig Bellamy's really happy with the way the team's playing, and this challenge without Cameron Smith might bring out the best in them. Well, St George Illawarra Dragons got a bit of a lesson, taught a lesson by South Sydney last week. They're playing the Canberra Raiders on Sunday in Mudgee, I believe. Interesting place to play the game. That's a good thing, playing in these regional centres. Who's going to win this one, Steve?
Yeah.
Dragons have had trouble with the Raiders historically.
Yeah, I just after last week, I think it was timely. They've been on a bit of a winning streak, and it's nothing to hurt this time of the year, I reckon. Just sets them back, just gives them a check. Paul McGregor didn't seem too upset by that loss. So I think St George, they're just a better team than Canberra, the way they've been playing this year, so they'll get that one, I think.
Okay, and I agree, the Dragons will win that one. And finally, the Cronulla Sharks hosting the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. Paul Gallen's back for the Sharks. That's a big addition to them. And Valentine Holmes, he's really putting his hand up, isn't he? Oh. That left wing position. Very hard to leave him out. What a decision the Maroon selectors have got. It's such a tough one.
I think last week he played himself into that left-hand side wing.
He's incumbent. You think, what did you make of that performance?
Oh, it was just, you know, running the length of the field to score that try. And then obviously, I thought last week, talk about Val, he was brilliant, you know what I mean? Mm. And he just showed his sheer speed as well. Mm. That's what you want. You want someone who's got that speed who'll get in the open and won't be pulled down, you know what I mean? So he was like that. And Sigiaro was on fire last week, I thought, for them. And he had a big game. He actually set up one of those tries for Val Holmes. And, you know, for me, I think the Sharkies will win this one. They're just grinding away, aren't they, the Sharks, and they're getting the wins.
They are. They're a very courageous team, and they know how to win big moments in games.
Yeah.
If you stick with the Shark, if you let the Sharks get close to you in a game, or you're just trailing them, they don't mind winning by two or four. And if they're behind, they don't panic.
Yeah, well,
they can just grind their way back into the lead.
Yeah.
They've got guys like Holmes, like you said, to finish things off. But they're really good at that. They've come a long way, haven't they, as a club? The Sharks obviously winning that premiership.
And I think that was epitomised the way they play. That grand final win, and they've just carried that on. That gritty footy. You know, they're in it the whole way and blah, blah, blah. And they just chip away. And as you say, if they're in the contest, there's a fair chance they'll grind a win out against you.
Yeah. Well, Valentine Holmes obviously playing fullback for Cronulla here, but he is the incumbent for the Maroons. And let's not forget, didn't he score a hat-trick in the last game for Queensland?
Yeah, he did. Munster had a bit to do with that, but yeah, he got a hat-trick and then he went on and scored, you know,
Oodles of tries
for Australia. So that was, I think it was 11 tries in two games or something. It was like ridiculous. But, you know, so he... knowing Kevy, he would see that last week. He says, no way he can keep him. He can't be in that Origin team.
I think it's one of the toughest calls the Queensland selectors are going to have to make, because it's ironic, not ironic, but it's bizarre, I guess, that a left wing spot could cause so much grief. But it causes grief because they've got to, if they pick Val Holmes, they have to basically end Darius Boyd's Origin career.
Mm.
And he's never been dropped. Since he made his debut, he's only missed one game. That's a tough call.
Well, it is a dilemma, it's a dilemma. You're losing an old head, so virtually you're saying, well, Smith's just pulled the pin.
Mm.
So then you got to make the call. Well, do we use Darius for his experience out there on the field? Because you know,
where would you fit him in?
Right. I don't know. That's the dilemma. I mean, it'd have to be that left wing. But then you see the performance of Val, and when you go, and it definitely Dane's on the other side. So. That's a dilemma Kevy has.
Mm. Okay, I'm with you. I'm tipping the Cronulla Sharks there, and Valentine Holmes, I dare say he'll continue on his merry way down at Cronulla, which Phil Gould calls the Bermuda Triangle, and it certainly is for most visiting teams.
Oh, it is, mate.
They do disappear down there.
They do. It's never been any different. We didn't really enjoy going there on a Saturday night. Play a lot of Saturday night games there at Cronulla, and it wasn't one we looked forward to.
Was it called Endeavour Field then?
Oh, I can't remember what. Yeah, but I think it might have been. But
it's had a lot of names.
It's had a lot of names. It has, but it's they're very good supporters, and you know, it's not for a visiting team. It's very daunting.
Did you cop it down there? Did you?
Yeah, we copped it, and you know, usually at the wrong end of it too. You know, rightly so. We probably went down there and probably, I'm not too sure of this, but we probably lost more down there than we won over the years. And I can remember a couple of, you know, just, you know, want to get out of there very quickly.
Okay, well, thanks. It's been a massive week of rugby leagues already. More to come. The Cameron Smith. And of course, this will play out over the coming weeks as Queensland makes some big calls on who they're going to replace him with, who's going to be the next captain.
I'll have to give Kevin a call and give him who I think, see if he listens to it.
Okay. Who's going to replace Smith, you mean?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that some more next week. There's so much to talk about when it comes to the Queensland Maroons. Well, thanks once again for having a chat to us, Steve.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
And thanks to all our listeners. Don't forget to rate this podcast and subscribe wherever you get your podcast feed. keep an eye out for our other podcasts on NRL.com. Thursdays, Jamie Sowd and Zach Bailey across all the big issues. Fantasy fans, don't forget to subscribe to the official podcast, which drops each Wednesday, featuring Chris Kennedy, Steve Turner and Dominic Brock. Bye for now.